C-41. Cavalieri Observatory, Trento, Italy. As the sun rose in Italy, an exhausted Emma Ford sat with an equally exhausted member of staff at Timo Fiori's flagship observatory. Alessandro Bonucci, a charming young astronomer with a flowing mane of jet-black hair, was even more glad of a break from the cameras than she was. Unusually for Alessandro, he had spent much of the day being wheeled out at Timo's side to answer technical questions from the press during a whirlwind tour of media engagements. Now, while Timo was dealing with some final administrative details before heading to Colorado for the foreseeable future, Emma and Alessandro were relaxing in the facility's ring-shaped lookout tower. Alessandro had suggested this spot, keen to show Emma the vast array of radio telescopes visible from one side of the tower. Once there, he fondly recounted Clark's comment of the previous year, that the view made it look like the facility's staff were growing a crop of giant satellite dishes. He then led Emma to the other side of the tower for a look at the awe-inspiring Big One, whose 400-meter diameter now only earned it a place as the second-largest radio telescope in the world, but whose sheer size still made it a truly incredible sight to behold. Despite being nowhere near as much of a space enthusiast as Dan, Emma didn't have to feign interest as she asked what kind of findings the telescopes on both sides of the tower enabled. Alessandro was happy to answer this, but was unsurprised when Emma's attention quickly turned to the more topical and headline-grabbing subject of what kind of progress had been made at the observatory's sister facilities, which focused more excitingly on the search for previously undetected exoplanets. She didn't need to say the words, "New Kerguelen," for Alessandro to read between the lines. By now, he was very accustomed to addressing similar queries. He sounded less happy when it came time to answer the exoplanet question, because the answer wasn't one he liked. "We are still making discoveries, but things on that front have become very difficult," he said. Like Emma remembered, Alessandro spoke perfect English, but with an accent many times more pronounced than Timo's. "Because, as you know, we no longer have access to any space-based telescopes or any official access to data from those who do, which makes confirmation and classification much more difficult than it should be. The old way of doing things has gone out the window. Now, if someone makes an observation through a GSC telescope, which is to say any telescope formerly controlled by any public space agency, their observations are no longer shared with anyone outside of that system. We do have state-of-the-art ground-based equipment, and some of our sister facilities are focused squarely on the search for distant planets, but like I said, politics is getting in the way." "Do you personally see all the data from Timo's other observatories?" Emma asked. Alessandro, now sitting with his legs resting on a control console overlooking the Big One, put his hands behind his head and nodded a few times. "Yes, of course. Whenever I want to access their data, I can do so. And more than that, I can remotely control the equipment at some of our dark sky locations from here."
"So if we knew where to look for something, you'd be able to find it?"
Alessandro turned his head without moving his chair, keen to face Emma, who was still standing.
"Emma, do you know something I don't?"
"I know a lot of things you don't," she replied lightheartedly. "Just like you know a lot of things I don't. But I don't know anything about this, no. I'm just wondering, with the GSC's monopoly on space-based observation, whether or not we'd be able to see something if they wanted to keep it quiet."
"What kind of something?" She shrugged.
"I don't know. Let's say they spot a candidate for New Kerguelen and the location leaks out. That hasn't happened, by the way, I'm just spitballing. But if it did happen, and if we knew where to look, would we be able to see it, too?"
"That question has as many variables as the sky has stars," Alessandro said, looking back down at the colossal radio telescope that has so totally captured Dan's imagination a year earlier. "But in all honesty, this GSC monopoly has been in operation for a year, give or take a few weeks, but with the way things are going, I can't see it lasting another year. Can you? I know a lot of astronomers, as you can imagine, and no one is happy. This is politics trampling on science, which is something scientists don't like. When Fiori Frontieri is up and running, there will be a stampede of the best minds in countless disciplines, because whatever Godfrey and the rest say about Timo, and whatever people think about him, he has a well-earned reputation for staying out of the way. He pays the bills, and he would always have the final say if there was any kind of argument, but he lets us do our thing. So, on one side, we have a globalist public body restricting its employees, and on the other side, we have Timo doubling their salaries and offering total freedom. And... Alessandro tapped a touchscreen on the control console and navigated through a few menu screens until a series of photographs appeared. Then we have this, he continued, pointing to images from some of the day's anti-GSC protests around the world. The GSC's leadership is reeling. Kerguelen has exposed them. More to the point, their attempt to push what really happened at Kerguelen under the carpet has exposed them. But that's not to say that this many people would be out on the street if Timo and Billy had not dived headfirst into their discussion on planetary defense during the show in New York. When people know they're being kept in the dark about some general thing, they have an abstract opposition to that. But when people feel like their leaders aren't doing enough to keep them safe from something, that is visceral. To be honest, Emma, I am not overly supportive of the idea of spreading fear, but in the spur of the moment, coming straight after the leak of the memo about Kerguelen likely being an unnatural event, I can see why Timo and Billy used the topic of planetary defense to twist the knife into Godfrey. Did you plan that? When Timo took things in that direction and stayed there for several minutes, was he working to a strategy you devised? Emma shook her head and belatedly took a seat in the empty chair next to Alessandro at the big one's side of the lookout tower. One look at those pictures shows that it's working out for us, she said. But no, I didn't plan for the discussion to go that way, and I didn't want the discussion to go that way. I don't like talking about that stuff because I don't like thinking about that stuff. But from where I was sitting, it seemed like Timo had too many specific talking points for me to believe he was winging it on the spot. He must have been thinking about saying it. Does he ever talk to you about any of that stuff? This is a radio observatory, and my work is here, Alessandro said. So I don't usually deal with anything quite as exciting as any of that. Does Dan have much interest in this kind of thing? The door on the lookout tower's cylindrical elevator then slid open, seconds before Timo announced his arrival with a loud clap of his hands. At last, he said with a relieved sigh. At last, everything is taken care of. Alessandro, you have earned the day off, for sure. But Emma, I am afraid we are not so lucky. We have a long drive to our final engagements and then a longer drive back to Milan for our flight. Unfortunately, we really do have to make a move. I hope you two weren't talking about anything too exciting. We had just started talking about Dan, Alessandro said. Timo couldn't hide his delight. So you're back on speaking terms, he asked Emma. I haven't spoken to him since Denver, she replied, rising to her feet with more than a little annoyance at Timo for asking this in front of Alessandro, who then asked the natural question. Is something wrong between you and Dan? Emma glared at Timo, silently telling him that his mouth had gotten them into this corner and that it could get them out of it. Timo waved his hand to dismiss it as a trivial point. A trifling thing. It'll be forgotten by the time we land, won't it, Emma? Good luck with the planet hunting, she said to Alessandro, ignoring Timo altogether. I'll let you know if we get any new info that could help out with that. You mean from the GSC, he replied. Or somewhere else, she said, stepping into the elevator and sending a wink Alessandro's way. Who knows?